Proclamation number 7141 of 7th of June, 1958. Combating the urges from the pre-embodiment. Everything that still clings to you from your previous embodiment must be repelled or changed into the opposite during your earthly life. That is the purpose of your earthly life, that you work on yourselves in order to reach the lost degree of your perfection, which can certainly be achieved during this time of your earthly change, but which also requires great willpower. In the time of pre-embodiment you are already able to repel much of the anti-divine. In every form the soul substances were able to mature, and thus a certain degree of maturity was reached which then allowed the embodiment as a human being. But you are now beginning this embodiment in a still very deficient state. Your soul is still afflicted with many faults and weaknesses which it has partly brought with it from the stages of pre-embodiment into earthly life as a human being. It will still have many drives and desires within itself which it must discard and fight if it wants to become perfect, as is its aim on earth. And precisely at this time it will be extremely harassed by God's adversary who can now also exert his influence on the human being. And now it is no longer subject to the compulsory law that the external form according to God's will confers a certain degree of maturity on it. Instead, it can freely decide for itself whether its will submits to the adversary's influence or whether it resists and turns to God. Thus the degree of maturity the soul attains in earthly life depends on this attitude. However, the adversary will understandably gain far more influence if the soul is still very burdened with weaknesses and vices of all kinds. And the harder the battle it will have to wage against temptations of all kinds, which it would never be able to survive without help. But it will also be granted every help in earthly life because God is concerned about the return of every single soul and because His love helps wherever the soul is weak and in danger of failing. Yet God does not attack free will either. And the final decision is nevertheless left to the human being alone. But he should also know that much immaturity still has to be brought to maturity in every human being. He should also know what these deficiencies consist of. That the soul is or can already be of deficient form when it is conceived into the human body and that it is afflicted by precisely those faults and weaknesses which it did not master in its pre-embodiment. Partly by still great rebelliousness of the spiritual, partly by rapid emanation of the stay and those forms. And the human being should therefore fight with a strong will against all desires or vices which he himself can recognize as not being of divine origin, and he will, as long as he is of good will be supported in every way, he will still be able to liberate himself during earthly life. Because every person can attain maturity if only he seriously wants it. But he will always have to make use of God's help in Jesus, otherwise he will never succeed in liberating himself from the adversary. Amen.